Yeah, keep your comments coming into us on the program. We're live at Orbital's offices in Tralee for their grand opening. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but we're going to talk now about the sentencing, which has just been delivered in the last while in Dublin. This is in relation to Billy Burns. With me on the line is News Talk Cork's correspondent Frank Rainey. Frank, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Can you tell us how it all unfolded this morning? Billy Burns sentenced to life imprisonment.
That's right, yeah. I suppose the judge's hands were tied when it came to handing down a sentence to Billy Burns because, as we all know, a few days ago on Monday, a jury returned, having found him guilty by unanimous verdict of the murder of his mother Miriam back in August of 2022. So it was a mandatory life sentence that was handed down. The court sat early. Accommodation was made for Shane Burns in particular, another son of Miriam Burns's, who had travelled from Australia to be there throughout the trial. And he wanted, understandably, to be there for its conclusion today. So the court accommodated that by sitting a few hours early this morning. It sat at 9 a.m. The family were there in their droves, as they have been throughout. And we heard a summary of the facts of the case, as outlined by the senior investigating officer, Detective Inspector John Kelly. He spoke of Miriam Burns, how she was 75 years of age at the time, a mother of four adult children, including the accused, Billy Burns. She was living alone at her home in Killarney. She had been living there since 1973. She brought up the kids on her own as a single mother. She was described by the judge through the evidence as a well-known woman, locally glamorous woman was how the judge described her, sociable, tech savvy, deeply connected and committed to her family and neighbours who adored and loved her. The judge said it was clear from the evidence that she heard from some of her children who gave evidence and from those neighbours that she was a very well respected member of her community. We heard about Billy Burns's long history of drug abuse, mental health issues and also his volatile behaviour towards his family, particularly his mother, who went to great lengths to help him through his difficulties. We heard about his return to Killarney. He had been living in Scotland for some time, but returned to Killarney on the 10th of August 2022. He was seen by neighbours. His movements were later corroborated by 25,000 hours of CCTV that were harvested by a very diligent investigation team. They looked into Ms. Burns' Netflix and Amazon account activities, phone analysis, to get a sense of the timeline in terms of when she was likely to have been killed by her son, Billy. In relation to his drug use, we heard there was evidence that he sourced crack cocaine in Dublin. He had smoked cannabis before and after arriving in Killarney. He had been living rough around the Rosscastle area, but he had called to his mother on the 12th of August, 2 days after his return to Killarney, the 12th of August 2022. He visited his mother and witnesses described an argument between the two, believed to be about money. He slammed the door behind him as he left that day. He returned later that evening and in the hours that followed, sometime after his return to the house and the early hours of the next morning, he strangled and beat his mother to death. He then left her lying on the floor of her living room. She was found a couple of days later by neighbours. The alarm was raised by concerned members of the family when they hadn't heard from her. Afterwards, then we heard that he tried to destroy some evidence. A nightdress in particular was found. There were a number of locations where he tried to burn pieces of evidence linking him to what happened at various points around the Rosscastle area. He was arrested, initially repeatedly denied killing her. But ultimately, I suppose what it came down to was his mental state of mind at the time, because he had entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. And the jury essentially was asked to consider whether or not the mental disorder that both sides were in agreement that he was suffering from at the time would have impaired his ability to, I suppose, understand the nature and seriousness of what he was doing. And most importantly, whether or not he would have been able to stop himself from doing so. If the jury felt that he wouldn't have been able to as a result of that mental disorder, he would have been entitled to a special verdict. In the end, as I say, they all convicted him unanimously of the murder of his mother that was delivered after 6 hours and 8 minutes of deliberations. We heard a little bit about his criminal record today. His 43 previous convictions for various offences, including theft, drugs, public order offences, road traffic. And most relevant, I suppose, in relation to what happened to his mother, there were also assault charges, convictions. In July of 2015, he was jailed for 2 years for assault causing harm and production of an article. The family were given an opportunity to deliver victim impact statements. They made the decision not to provide one to the court today. But the judge, in her sentencing remarks, I think she summed up nicely, as to say, the type of woman that Miriam Byrnes was. She described her as kind, hardworking, always glamorous, huge smile for everyone on her face, committed to her family, the queen of communication, used the likes of FaceTime and WhatsApp to keep in touch with her family. And she said that the grief that the family are experiencing was palpable during the trial, and a testament, she said, to the love that Miriam Byrnes gave them.
Yeah, indeed, Frank. Thanks very much for summing it up for us this morning and for giving us the time. That's Frank Graney, News Talk Court correspondent, on the sentencing of Billy Byrnes to mandatory life sentence for the murder of his mother, Miriam. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the program.